T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody here vaccinated?
Yeah.
As many times as I can get.
Yeah, you must be nearly eligible for another jab here, right?
I think I'm close to, I think November I can fire up again.
There you go.
I'm excited to get another shot. If you put the thing over ice, I'll throw a little gin in there and have the day.
A little Reuniti?
Reuniti?
Reuniti on ice, so nice.
When did they stop making that? About the time you were six?
Bartles and James?
When did those guys stop?
Easily influenced by commercials as a young child. Look, what is Andrew Wiggins doing? I just don't understand. And what the recourse the Golden State Warriors would take if he really were to, because of something that is absolutely absurd, choosing not to get the vaccination, as if vaccination represented a threat to your health in any way, shape, or form. There is no reason he could offer up that would deem it. There's nothing that he could put forward that to me would ping as sincere or legit. This is a level of stubbornness that we see a lot of the country, you know, refuse to give up on. But not a lot of the country is going to be paid, what, $30-something million this year? And it feels like Andrew Wiggins is messing with a gargantuan portion of his paycheck and the entirety of his team's fortunes by doing this. If he is not vaccinated and ready to go on opening night, Andrew Wiggins is a crap teammate, and this team needs to do everything conceivably possible to render his contract null and void.
Well, if he doesn't report for work you could fine him, you could suspend and fine him. I don't know, you know, whether this falls under the CBA or not.
Well, that's complicated, though, because what if he tries to show up for work and is told he can't?
Well, that's a different thing. Then that's going to have to go to arbitration,
right,
too.
So I don't think finding him is going to be that easy, unfortunately.
Well, it might not be, but I think either he's done some explaining and the Warriors don't know what to do about it, or he's done no explaining, in which case I think they're entitled to demand one. And then that would, I mean, I suppose at that point, they could run it up to the league and go, can we not pay this guy?
Yeah, they could try that.
Yeah, this is going to end up in arbitration, I'm pretty sure, one way or another.
Gosh, I hope not. And there, you know, listen, I want to do my best to reserve judgment until this actually happens. Like, nothing has happened yet.
Right.
So I'm not going to say he's a horrible person today. I'm not going to say he's a horrible person anyway, probably. But just to your point, if he can't work because he refuses to get vaccinated, I don't know how. I mean, whatever opinions you have, I don't know how you could look at that as anything but being a bad teammate. I mean, forget if you think it's stupid or justified or whatever it is. You're paid an awful lot of money to play a game. And being a part of a team is part and parcel to your job. And to basically say, screw it, like, I can't like you said, I can't think of what the reasoning could possibly be.
There is no reason. I mean, whatever he thinks is his reason, he's wrong about it. Therefore, there is no reason. There is it, unless he is some sort of religion we've never heard of or a Christian Scientist, which I'm guessing the entirety of his career he's received medical attention, so he's not a Christian Scientist. There is no religious exemption available to him unless he prays to squirrels and squirrels have a D's nuts position on the vaccine. I just don't know what to tell you.
There is another possibility. Well, there are a couple of possibilities, and I'm not taking up for him here, but there's never no reason. There might be, I mean, there's almost certainly a reason that's not valid, but there may be a valid reason or two. There may be some medical condition that prevents him from taking the vaccine. I think that's
I think
fairly
we'd know
thin.
That if it okay. was the case, right?
Yeah.
Because why would
the other
just
possibility
say it?
Is that sort of the history of you know how black people have been given cures that turned out to be poison.
Whatever.
If he's got, wait a minute, let me finish my point.
No.
If he's got an issue with that, then that needs to be explained out. The fact that nothing seems to have, you know. We don't know what the reason is. If he had a valid reason, we would know by now, it would seem to me. Or at least the Warriors would. And it does not seem that the Warriors have a handle on this either.
See, that's the issue to me, right? Because as we've seen reporting around this over the last couple days, virtually everything I've seen has cited sources as saying this is a concern to the Warriors, and that is said in a way of like they are frustrated with Andrew Wiggins and his position, right? To me, if there was a valid reason, one of the ones that Ray just mentioned, he certainly would have told the Warriors, I would imagine, that valid reason, and the Warriors might be on his side of it, right? I mean, if he had a medical condition, for instance, and the NBA was giving him a hard time about a vaccine that for him specifically, because of a rare medical condition, it wasn't safe to take, then the Warriors would be frustrated with the league, not frustrated with Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
So again, I'm trying to reserve judgment until we actually reach a point where something is happening here other than just rumors and innuendo. But I tend to agree with what Ray says, that if there was something more significant and valid that kept him from wanting to take the vaccine, we would know, and this whole thing would be playing out differently. So I'm leaning towards he just doesn't feel like it, essentially, or he's got whatever stupid reason, which is what most of the anti-vax reasons are, and it's unacceptable.
And in either of those cases, you know, the Warriors, I believe, certainly have recourse to withhold his salary until such time as he gets vaccinated.
Look, to play in the city of San Francisco, you need to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
In an indoor arena.
Well, what's weird is not visitors, right? That's only for home team players.
See,
but
that's a bizarre loophole.
It is a bizarre
my
loophole.
Way of thinking. I mean, it's you know, I suppose, you know, other teams could say, well, then that could give you a competitive advantage because we don't have to have our guys vaccinated, which is why the league ought to be stepping in and saying,
Everybody.
Well, here's the way
I
see it.
And they're not doing that.
So essentially, being vaccinated is part and parcel to the Warriors' home uniform.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's part of the uniform. It would be like going out on the court without sneakers. So no one would be allowed to do that. How would he be allowed to? I mean, what if a player said, well, you know, okay, I don't mind being an Atlanta Hawk, but I refuse to wear their home uniform.
Right.
I'm just going to wear a red penny and just pretend I'm a Hawk. That wouldn't be allowed. So where this goes and what happens, and then what would be the mechanisms the Warriors really have to either force a reasonable conclusion that he would go get vaccinated like the vast majority of any reasonable person ever has. And it's a direct insult to every single one of his teammates who has already gone ahead and gotten vaccinated. When you think that his teammate used to be Karl Anthony Towns, who's, you know, had incredible personal tragedy attached to this. It's just a direct insult to that relationship. I mean, it's just, there is no position. And you go ahead and you get all your anger out text line and tell me I'm wrong. You're wrong. And I have zero sympathy. No sympathy for the COVID vaccination holdouts. You're all a-holes, period. End of story. Or you're wrapped up in a misinformation cycle that has been driven by a-holes, which means you're an a-hole easily led by someone you relate to. So I'm done with it. I am done with it. I'm done with you. If you're anti-vaccination, how come you've never had mumps? Because you're vaccinated against mumps.
I mean, the thing that I go back to on this is, what are the Warriors waiting on? I mean, it just, do something. If you're frustrated with him, basically just say, you know what? We're not going to pay you until you meet the burden.
It is incredibly frustrating news from the local NBA front. We have great news on a broader NBA front concerning our good friend Kate Scott that I'm sure you probably already heard of. We'll be celebrating it a little bit later on today. Thursday night football begins tonight. The Giants opened up a big lead and held on for their dear life last night. Boy, I thought Tatis had a walk-off. I thought that game was going to be a San Diego win, and so did you, and so did everybody, and so did the broadcasters, so did everybody. Warning track, but how'd it been 2 more degrees warmer in San Diego last night? Maybe the Giants lose that game. It did not happen. We have such an awesome show for you today. Nick Friedel, who is all over the Wiggins story, joins us. Mo Debo, we gave you a little Debo yesterday. Mo Debo coming up for you today, and we will think. You have been warned. It is a Thinking Man's Thursday on 95.7 The Game. It is wonderful to have you here. Download the Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 The Game to get breaking news updates, as well as links to the top interviews, the best moments, powered by DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.